Jews have every kind of gifts. They had representatives, and those representatives were based on party lines. So you had Aguda, you had general Hiroshima, you had Zionists, you had others and so on. My father told me he was at an Aguda convention. Aguda was the extreme right, you would say. He was in Aguda convention, and Tolzerov spoke. And he said, Orer Hayad, Asher Yatzpia Be'adat Zion. And there was a murmur in the crowd. It was a hometown crowd. And somebody sent him up a note. He looked at it. He thought a moment. And he nodded his assent. And he said, Baruch Hayad Asher Yatzpia Be'Aguda. In other words, they were very, very not into, cursing and negativity. That was the ruach of the people here. Telz was probably, once Litva had become a part apart from Belarus. Belarus had Brisk and Kamenets and others, so it had a longer Kanostic streak. And Litva here did not have it. Telz was probably the most right wing, and Telz had its own, they were also different. They did have certain moderation and so on. So this Litva had its own development in those years. Like I said before, it was Zionist, and Avrom was openly identified with the pro-Zionist movements. Rabbis Kochana had answered a lot of shaylos about Shmita. He was the first one to give a hetter, and when it was really, really needed. That was the flavor of Rabbanim. Rabbanim said.
Avrom was
aligned with Zionists. Yeah, he was Mizrahi. What do you think? I mean, was it good? Also, wasn't the line? Wasn't you were both? They pushed Eretz Yisrael. They pushed and Aguda was the firm elements joining together for Kehillah and stuff.
Yeah,